Sandinista. With his only interests being rock, art, and drugs, Kurt was quite the stoner in school, Kurt set about forming his first bands. The first appears to have been called Fecal Matter, followed by Brown Towel, sometimes misreported as Brown Cow, and then he met Krist Novoselic. Krist was a lanky 6'7" kid that he kept bumping into at Melvin shows. Their first band went by a variety of names: Skid Row, Ed Ted Fred, Throat Oyster, Pen Cap Chew, Window Pane. There was also a short-lived Melvin spin-off group called the Stiff Woodies and a CCR cover band called the Sellouts. Nirvana was the eventual winner when Kurt decided that he didn't want a typically angry or stupid-sounding name for his punk band. On January 23, 1988, using the Melvins' Dale Crover on drums, Nirvana had their first-ever recording session. With Kurt paying the freight from his salary as a janitor, they spent exactly $152.44 for 6 hours at Reciprocal Recording in Seattle, a studio known for its indie-friendly atmosphere. The completed tape featured 10 songs, and it was sent out to indie labels across the country, and it received exactly one response. A tiny, perpetually broke company in Seattle called Sub Pop said that they might be interested in what Nirvana had to offer. On June 11th, 1988, Nirvana recorded their first official